So, Brian, first and foremost, just talk about that last road game against Youngstown State. A nice, impressive win. You guys got the Missouri Valley Conference Championship locked up with that W. What does that mean to this team to already have it locked up with one game remaining in the season?
Well, it means a lot to us. You know, we set out to, our goals to win the Missouri Valley, and that's what we did. And, you know, now we have to, finish it up strong here for the home game and senior night. So it felt good to, beat Youngstown, a really good team. You know, we held them to 17 points defensively without, Grant Olson and Marcus Williams. So it was good for our unit to come out and, play well.
And then you talked about senior there. What does it mean for you guys and for to be a senior the last time going through that helmet? Obviously, for a regular season game, the playoffs can be determined, but this will be, you can say, the last time you strap on the pads for a regular season game in front of this crowd at Gate City Bank Field at the Fargo Dome.
It feels weird because, it's my last go around, my last time, going out that helmet with all my guys that I love. So it'll definitely be, be something very different for me.
And then what does Code Green mean for this defense? I mean, for someone that maybe is coming on the outside, they hear about it, but they might not know too much about it. So what does Code Green mean for this defense? What's kind of the philosophy behind it?
Yeah, Code Green is our philosophy that we all embrace. It's play hard, play together, play fast. It's one group of guys. We're all on the same page, running to the ball. Everyone's celebrating with each other and everyone doing their job in order for us to be successful out there. So that's what I'd like to say what Code Green would be.
What are going to be some of the challenges against the University of South Dakota? Obviously, a team that, doesn't have the playoffs to look forward to like you guys do, but they have an opportunity to maybe come in here and get a W over the number one team in the nation and feel good about themselves. But you guys have talked about it since the beginning of fall camp. You don't want to have one loss on your record. You want to make sure you take care of business week in and week out. So far, you've been able to do that. So what's going to be some big challenges against the Coyotes come Saturday?
Well, yeah, South Dakota is a real good team. They have a big athletic quarterback. They have great, skill positions, slot and outside, good running backs. So, everyone would have to be on the same page, make sure we read our keys and be disciplined because it's dangerous because now they're not in the playoffs, so they can pull out anything they want to win this game, and they're a good team, so it'd be a good challenge.
And for you guys, with last week was the first game completely without Grant Olson. Also, you're used to playing without Marcus a little bit this year. Just when someone goes down on the defense, how much does Coach Kleiman and Coach Bull just kind of get you guys ready to go, whether it be the next player in or whether it be the next play where someone has to come in and make something happen?
Well, this goes back to spring ball, summertime, fall camp. We do double reps, and everyone's taking, the same amount of reps. Yep. For when a situation like this happens, it's time for them to step up and, for everyone to rally, and everyone has to step up their game, with Marcus and Grant Olson out. So that's probably the big thing.
And then for you to play in that nickel, too, that you love so much, what's it mean for you to make those big-time plays on 3rd and 10, maybe stick a guy at the, 1 foot line before they get that first down, or to make an interception or make a pass deflection? When you have an opportunity on 3rd down and get off the field, what do the coaches preach to you guys?
Well, that's a big thing, a big key, is getting off the field on 3rd down. So for me to come in on 3rd downs or nickel situation whenever and help the team, it feels good just to be a part of it,